Good evening. I tell you what, I'm so thankful that that Casey gave that a testimony, because you know sometimes we do get discouraged. You know, when we see people that used to come to our church and they stopped coming to our church, and we cannot let that discourage us. What we need to do, we need to keep on moving. We need to keep doing the things that the God wants us to do. Because let me tell you something, church. God is always working. He's never stopping. He's always in the saving business. It's our job is just to keep on pushing and let God take control. Because I've learned so many times that when we take control, it all falls apart. It just falls apart. Yeah. You say something, you might not say it right. They get discouraged, and you get discouraged, and it's just a mess. So we just got to keep pushing for the mark. I was so thankful for that testimony. I want to thank everybody for the testimony, because I tell you what, when you all share a testimony, it gets me fired up. I get ready, you know. I get confirmed. I'm like, okay, you know, I am going to talk about the right thing that the Lord wants me to talk about. Last week I went to Baltimore, and I had an appointment at John Hopkins, and everything is well, everything is stable. So I want to thank the Lord for just making that happen, you know. I still am tunnel vision. That's fine. I'd rather be tunnel vision than have no vision at all. So I'll take what the Lord give me. But when I was up there in Baltimore, this scripture came up in my mind. Because whenever I go to Baltimore, they treat me like I'm a blind patient. Okay? And that's fine. I'm legally blind, but I'm not fully blind. Okay? I can still see perfect. Okay? I can see a mile down the road. But they treat me like a blind person, right? You know, my doctor, whenever she calls for me out of the waiting room, I'll follow, her name is Dr. Dagmar. She's from Germany. Very nice lady. But I'll follow her to a room, and as I'm following her, she's always like pushing things to the side so I don't run into them. And it's so funny, because I don't feel like I'm a person that has a loss of vision until I go to Baltimore. Okay? So the scripture pops up, and if you have your Bible, open up your Bible to Mark chapter 10. We're going to look at verse 46. Okay? Now, I remember when I was first diagnosed with my eye disease, and I went to Baltimore, and they told me what I had. I remember that Sunday that I came back, and I came here to church, and one of the preachers was talking about Mark chapter 10, verse 46. They were talking about the blind man that Jesus Christ healed. And I remember thinking, man, why can't Jesus just do the same thing to me? You know, if Jesus can heal this man, if I ask Jesus to let me have my full sight again, will he give it back to me? Why can't he just give it back to me? And I remember I was kind of upset. I was kind of frustrated I can't remember who preached. The one of the preachers was preaching. But I remember being upset and being thinking, you know, I want to receive my sight. But then, the more mature I get in my faith, the more older I get, the more I study the Bible, once again, there's a bigger picture. There's more than just a blind man, okay? There's a bigger picture. Jesus Christ, if you get into the Bible, there's always a bigger picture. And for me, that's new. Like I said, that's very new for me. So, if you have your Bible, like I said, open up to Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciple, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, "Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me." Now, verse 48. Now, this is important. This is what stood out to me in the next couple of verses. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 49. And Jesus stood still, commanding him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." Verse 50. And he casting away his garment, and rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto the Lord, "That I might receive my sight." Now, a couple years ago, when I heard that, I remember getting upset. I remember thinking, "Lord, why can't you bring my sight back? You won't bring this man's sight back. Why can't you bring mine?" And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith has have made thee whole, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Okay? So, I'm going to break it down for you. Okay? Now, what you need to understand that Jesus Christ, as he had gone through Jericho, this is his last time going through Jericho. If you read on through Mark, he did not go back to Jericho. What happened is he is heading towards the cross. He is heading to Jerusalem, and he is heading for the cross. And what I love about this is that even though Jesus Christ knew what he was going to go through, he still stood still. When he heard someone call his name, he stood still. He didn't let no distraction get in his way. He didn't go, "Woe me, I'm about to die for everybody. It's going to be painful." He didn't. He kept pushing towards the mark, and he kept living for Jesus, for his Father God, and he kept spreading the Word of God, and he kept showing these miracles to people so they could spread it throughout to this world. Amen. It's very important that we understand that it's very important to understand that when Jesus heard the blind man cry for mercy, you know, I said, he stood still. Now, what stood out to me was that in verse 48, it says, "And many charged that he should hold his peace, and he cried. He cried the more a great deal through the Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, reason why 48 stood out to me. You have Jesus Christ who's walking across Jericho. He probably had a lot of people around him. And next thing you know, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus Christ was walking by him. Listen, church, every single one of us that have received the blood of Jesus Christ, we heard Jesus Christ. You know, I don't know about you, but I heard Jesus Christ when he was calling my name. And let me tell you something. And what stood out to me is that there were many charged him that he should hold his peace. I thought, man, you know, sometimes as Christians, sometimes we get in the way. You know, sometimes if something's not going like the way it should, sometimes we go, hey, you know, let's get back to the church schedule. I was thinking about, I visited a church a while back, and I was thinking about, you know, what I love about our church is that if somebody has something to say in their heart, we're going to let them say it. You know, we're going to let them share the testimony because we don't want to have to answer for that. But I went to a church a while back, and everything was so scheduled, it made me sick. It really did. The person got up, he welcomed everybody. Then they did two songs, offering a song, special, listen, I had it all in my head, the preacher came up, and that was it. Nobody got to share any testimony. There was no prayer request. It was so scheduled. I thought, you know, what? That's like verse 48 when many charge at the blind man, tell him to hold his peace. Because when we schedule everything so to the point that we want to make the worldly things happy, the problem is the people that want to hear Jesus Christ don't get to hear Jesus Christ because we're too busy trying to make everything in a schedule. You know, we have got to stop stepping in the way. We have got to really let God take control. You know, I was talking about Casey Johnson testimony, how, you know, she was saying, you know, it can be kind of discouraging when you see people that leave church and they don't come back. Well, guess what? Do not get in their way. That's the whole point of my lesson tonight, is that we should not get in the way, just like these people got in the way of the blind man. But the good thing about that blind person, let me tell you something, he had a lot of heart. Why? Because he cries for Jesus more. He cried the more of a great deal. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And like I said, one of my favorite part on this verse is that Jesus stood still. When you call him, he's not going to leave, church. He's going to stay right there. He's not going to leave your sight. If you call him, he'll be there. You know? And I remember, I was a goofy young Christian. I used to say, the Lord left me. And one time, I'll never forget, I would open up church service, and I said something. I said, yeah, you know, the Lord left. I said, the Lord left me, and you know, but I got him. Don't worry, I got him. And he came back. And some man over here, I can't remember who he was, but he stood up and he said, the Lord didn't leave you. You left the Lord. Amen. And I was like, it was so embarrassing. I was like, oh, goodness, you know, I took a beating for that. But, you know, we have got to We have got to cry out like this blind man did to Jesus. He never stopped crying out. And like I said, and Jesus stood still and he commanded him to be called. So when he asked the blind man to come towards him, the other important thing is that he cast away his garment. Now, that garment represents sin, okay? That represents sin. So when we accept the blood of Jesus Christ, we have to take up our sinful garment off and put on a new garment. And that garment is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, a lot of times, the problem that we have, and the reason why I'm saying that, I ain't pointing at nobody out, because I'm human. I know what I'm like. A lot of times, when I first stepped the blood of Jesus Christ, I kept my garment on. And let me tell you something. That didn't last long. It didn't last long. I couldn't even step out of the door without being discouraged or hearing something or seeing something I shouldn't have seen. But so, the years down the road, I realized if I take that garment off, just like this blind man, I become a new creature. I become a new person. And Jesus, in verse 50, he said that he cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. Now, the one thing that I want to point out is I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Okay? Now, like I said earlier, there's a bigger picture to this, okay? It's not that he's just physically blind, he's also spiritually blind, okay? I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, okay? It says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." Listen, if anybody here today, and if you're lost, I just want to let you know, you're blind. You're blind. You can't see what we're seeing over here. You can't see the will of God. You can't see the spiritual of God. But it says here, verse 4, it says, Let me rewind a little bit. But let's look at verse 3 one more time. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blind the mind of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who image of God, should shine unto them." So when you see the blood of Christ, you are no longer blind. Like I said earlier, you know, when I first heard this, these scriptures when I was young, I used to think it was a physical thing. But it's really inside, you know. But now here's the problem though. If you keep the garment on, I believe that you're still going to be blind. You're not going to see the things that God wants you to see. If you keep your sin in, you're not going to experience the will of God, because you're just putting that sin in the way. God can't do nothing to put that sin in the way. That's why it's so important that we are like the blind man and we cry out his name and that we repent. You know, that's what's very important, that we go out and we repent, and next thing you know, we follow him. And one of the things that I really thought that was fun, that was so interesting, was that towards the end of the blind man, in verse 52, "And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight." Knowing that the blind man had received his sight, let me tell you something. If I was fully blind, and I didn't have the Lord in me, and I received my sight, Lord knows what I've been doing. I tell you one thing, I wouldn't have followed Jesus. But where this man had to believe and had enough faith that Jesus was going to let him receive his sight, you know, when he received his sight, he didn't go away from Jesus Christ. He ended up following Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times I feel like when we accept the blood of Jesus Christ, sometimes we try to, we think, okay, I'm going to follow Jesus Christ, but I'm going to kind of do it my way. But what we need to do is we need to start doing it Jesus' way. And when he does that, he will continue to bless us, and we will not be blind. We'll see what he wants to see. So I remember so many, when I was as a young Christian, when I wouldn't study my Bible, when I wouldn't pray, I would not get anything out of it. You know, I wouldn't learn nothing. But finally, though, when I gave it all to Jesus Christ, I said, "Lord, listen, you are in full control. I can't do this anymore. I want to follow you, and I'm going to let you take over my life. And I think, you know, I start seeing some things. Mm-hmm. I see things in the Bible that I've never seen before. I see things that I go to church, and I hear things that I've never heard before. I might go out into this world, and I'll see a sign that God is trying to show me, or I'll hear a whisper that he's trying to show me. Because it's so funny, because like people say, you know, I heard the Lord whisper. Listen, when the Lord whispered to me, it's like an ocean just roaring. I mean, I hear it. There ain't nothing but his voice. And I'm so thankful that I can say that today. And I just want to say, you know, tonight, if you are here tonight and you have the Lord in your life, but you're not, but you haven't cast away that garment, I challenge you to get rid of that garment. Because when you get rid of that garment, you will see what God wants to show you. Amen. That's what's so important here tonight, that we realize that when we put God first, we will see what he wants us to see. Just like the blind man. He had faith. He received sight. When you step out and you accept the blood of Jesus Christ, you're putting faith in Jesus Christ and you will see. Okay? So listen, church. He's in the calling business. Don't be discouraged when you got in this world and you see other people that used to come to our church. You know, say something. You know, even they walk away. Just say, hey, how you doing? You know, they're going to hear you. Amen. They're going to hear you. You know, try to encourage them. Like you said, they don't have to come to our church, but at least they go somewhere so they can be reminded by the Word of God. That's why I love coming to church, so I can be reminded. You know, so I can be reminded of what I need to do. You know, and I'm so thankful for our church that we have preachers and that we have teachers that continue to remind us what we need to do. You know, and because of that, that's why we are the way we are today. That's why we're so close. Because Jesus Christ knows that we're going to fill each other's Holy Spirit and we're going to work together. Like I said, God's in the calling business. Okay?